Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The big Chinese oil company, CNOOC, is giving up trying to take over American oil company, Unocal. The Chinese offer had sparked considerable resistance from members of Congress who worried that the Chinese buyout would compromise national security. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, is that why CNOOC dropped its bid?
Well, they almost certainly figured that they'd have to overcome some hitches, but apparently they didn't expect the outright battle that some members of Congress have been engaging in. There's been a flurry of legislation against the Chinese bid. CNOOC issued a withdrawal statement here in New York this morning that's sharply critical of that political opposition. The company calls it unprecedented and unjustified. Of course, opponents of this bid pointed to the fact that CNOOC is 70% owned by the Chinese government. This morning's statement has the Chinese company insisting again that it had purely commercial objectives. In the end, the debate ended up being secondary to the financial impact, though. Last week, congressional opponents managed to insert a requirement into new energy legislation that would have forced a four-month impact study of the Chinese takeover. And one influential advisory group had estimated just yesterday that it could take 6 to 9 months for this deal to make its way through all the political and regulatory red tape. Even then, there would have been no guarantee the deal would have been completed, and all the while, the Chinese would have been having to compensate Unocal investors for the extra time needed to seal the deal. In the end, CNOOC said that was just too much.
Well, tell us more about the resistance on Capitol Hill.
Well, you can't ignore the fact that the way is now clear for California-based Chevron to buy Unocal, and some analysts say Chevron was really able to mount a very effective campaign against its Chinese rival. A list of lawmakers who got Chevron political money had been leading this opposition. The argument against the CNOOC bid was this. Critics said it was heavily subsidized by the Chinese government, and they were worried that Beijing could effectively take control of oil assets that are strategically important to the U.S., all the more so given China's growing thirst for oil.
And will this cause some fallout between the U.S. and China?
Well, China's president is due to visit the U.S. about a week from now for a summit with President Bush, and this does come amid increasingly political and trade tensions with the U.S. and China. There have been disputes over trade imbalances, currency valuations, and just a week ago, China revalued its currency under pressure from the West. Now, some critics are wondering whether there's going to be another political shoe to drop here. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're exploring what it really means to be poor in this country compared to poverty in the developing world.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.